doesn't get any better. One Knives title, it's a stepping stone. It's your gateway to European and World and Olympics. So if you don't get through it, you're going nowhere in the boxing. So a lot of upsets. So I'm just glad to get through it. And then didn't matter how it won, as long as I won it.
You were 3-1 down at the end of the first bell. Were you a wee bit worried at that stage?
I was a wee bit surprised, but didn't panic. I knew if I covered up, started going pressing forward more, I was sort of weighing them up in the first round, but I didn't think it was behind. But it does set a wee alarm bells ringing, but I just stepped it up a gear in the second and third, and luckily enough, the punches came together and they all worked out good.
Yeah, 6-5 ahead at the end of the second round. You closed it out really well, winning 12-5 at the end up.
I knew he was going to come chasing in the last round, so I just covered up. And, well, when I went to a point ahead, I could relax and box better. So I tried a few of the moves that we've been practicing all week, but they went out the window sort of in the first and second round. The first round was sort of sussing them out, didn't get to the game plan right away. Second round was a catch up, and then third round was working the game plan again. So luckily I'd done what we'd practiced and it worked out in the end. Plus when he was coming forward, knew he'd make mistakes, so luckily enough it worked out in the end.
You came in tonight with a record of winning 3 out of the last 4. This is now 4 out of the last 5. Where does Cathal McMonagall go from here?
Well, it's my last crack at the whip at the Olympics, so I have to give it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Loads of people would love to be in the position, so I think I have to give it one last hurrah and hopefully fulfil the dream.